Prime Minister is promising today that next week's federal budget will demonstrate what he called a credible pathway to surplus. But the task of achieving that looks more difficult than ever, with analysis from Deloitte Access Economics warning that the budget deficit is set to balloon to $45 billion next financial year. In Canberra, Peter Donald reports.
This morning, the Prime Minister was keen to trumpet one saving to the budget. Mr Abbott says with its policy to stop asylum seeker boats coming to Australia, the government has saved lives and $500 million that would have otherwise been spent.
Not only has there been a human dividend, a very important human benefit from stopping the boats, there's been a budget dividend as well. In the budget to be brought down next week, there will be a $500 million saving as a result of the success of Operation Sovereign Borders. We've closed down something like 13 detention centres. We don't have all of these charter flights taking illegal boat arrivals all around the country and the region. So that's $500 million in savings in the coming financial year on top of the savings that were announced in last year's budget from the success of Operation Sovereign Borders and stopping the boats.
It's an extra $500 million the government desperately needs. The pre-budget outlook from Deloitte Access Economics is warning of a horror outlook. It warns this year's deficit will be $5 billion bigger than expected, and next year it will be $14 billion worse than forecast in December. That would take the budget deficit to around $45 billion. Deloitte Access Director Chris Richardson.
You need a long-term plan that sets out how you get back from where we are, which is deficits as far as the eye can see, to something rather more sustainable. Now, essentially, that just describes what the budget tried to do last year. It failed. People didn't see the fairness front. Bill Shorten is making points about fairness. But fairness can't mean too much extra being spent. There is still a repair task. At some stage, spending needs to be cut. Taxes need to go up to close this circle.
He acknowledges putting up taxes and cutting spending is politically tricky. Extremely tricky when the government's attempted cuts in last year's budget went down badly with the electorate. Many cuts remained blocked in the Senate. Labor leader Bill Shorten was asked what he'd do by Linda Mottram on ABC Radio in Sydney.
Is it by cutting spending or is it by increasing taxes?
It's by growing the economy. That's the rising tide which lifts all boats, to use a nautical analogy. If we grow the economy, if we see people earning more money, if we see businesses investing more, if we see confidence in the high street of Australia, then we create greater economic activity, and that's what helps fuel the changes.
The Prime Minister has learnt the political lesson from last year's budget and has been promising a budget this year that's dull in comparison. Now he's fine-tuning his lines.
This government has taken big political risks for budget repair, and we will continue to take significant political risks for budget repair. But in the end, what I believe people will conclude about this budget is that it is measured, responsible and fair.
The Finance Minister Matthias Cormann was on song, appearing on News 24 this morning.
Which comparison do you like better for this year's budget, a Stephen King novel or that famous painting Scream?
Look, it'll be our plan to strengthen economic growth into the future and to strengthen job creation. And it'll be a responsible, fair and measured budget. And of course, it'll build on the progress that we've made since last year's budget in getting spending under control and in putting Australia on a stronger foundation for the future.
That's Finance Minister Matthias Cormann, ending Peter Donald's report.